Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm very happy to have in the studio with me this evening, Ali Finneran. How are you doing, Ali?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Thank you. Thank you for coming into the studio. We're going to go straight into a song. What's the first song we're going to hear this evening?
It's called Where Was I When You Last Cried.
Take it away.
What did I do? What did I see? Where was I when you needed me? Who am I now and why am I here? What do I do without you near? What went wrong? What can I do? What can I do? I'm lost without you. And I ask you now as you push me aside. Where was I when you last cried? When you last cried? As the tears stream down your face, now I'm lost without a trace, screaming into the empty space. What happened to all of our time? Where was I? As time goes by, your love runs cold. Where was I when you needed me to hold an open window and your heart was wide? Threw me to the cold outside, but I never lost hope. I never lost faith. I only remember that look on your face as I ask you now as you push me aside. Where was I when you last cried? When you tears stream down your face. Now I'm lost without a trace. Screaming into the empty space. What happened to all of our time? Where was I when you needed me? Where was I when your love was for me? Where was I when you were lost for a while? Where was I to lie? Where was I when your heart ran cold? Where was I to light up your soul? Where was I when you let out a sigh? Where was I when you last cried? When you
Where Was I When You Last Cried by Ali Finneran. Absolutely wonderful track, Ali. Again, thank you very much for coming in this evening. Tell us a bit about yourself. We played various of your songs on the show before, so various regular listeners will have heard your stuff and be familiar with it now. Yeah. But why don't you use this opportunity to tell us who you are?
Well, I'm Ali Finneran, a singer-songwriter from Swindon. And that's pretty much it.
That's cool. So how long have you been playing, Ali?
I've been playing guitar for about 8 years now.
8 years. And if you don't mind asking, how old are you?
20.
20. So you've been playing from a young age then. And what made you pick up that guitar and play?
My dad used to play guitar.
Okay.
So he'd play us songs. And I quite liked it. Yeah. So I picked
up. Was it the same sort of style, that same kind of country?
Fairly, yeah. Well, you know, sort of. He liked Simon and Garfunkel and Don McLean and some guy, Ralph McTell. That's the one. People like that. And I like those now, but hopefully I've expanded into a different sort of.
So when you were sort of looking at your dad and go, I want to play that, but I'm not so keen on, you know, the sort of style he's playing. What artists out there that made you want to, you know, maybe play a bit like them?
Well, instantly for a guitarist. Jimi Hendrix is the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, of course. And of course, you're sporting a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt this evening.
Obviously, no one can see that.
Just a quick question. Favourite track by Jimi?
Little Wing, probably.
It's beautiful. Mm. Absolutely beautiful. I'm a bit of a...
Now I've said that, I thought of about 10 other tracks.
Exactly. He's just one of those artists in which he's got this and this and this. But of course, I mean, you say Jimi Hendrix. So did you first start playing electric?
Yeah. Very much so. I preferred the electric guitar until I grew up, really.
Until you grew up.
Yeah, because you go through that sort of rebellious punk stage, don't you? Listen to Nirvana and Sex Pistols and things like that.
Yeah. So were you in various bands before you went solo?
Yeah, I was actually in a Green Day tribute band for a while.
A Green Day tribute band? Were you fronting that?
Yep.
Did you dye your hair black and spike
it up? Oh, no. I wasn't that cool, in quotations.
So what was the Green Day tribute band called?
It was just Green Day tribute band.
Oh, right.
That was it.
Original.
We never actually got many gigs, so we didn't feel the need to come up with a good name.
Ah, fair enough, but, fair enough.
Sweet Children probably been a good one.
So when you went through your rebellious stage, as you call it, Ali, what artists, and as you say, brought you into the light?
Bob Dylan, I suppose, is the main one.
Yeah.
That I do get a lot of comparisons to.
It's very, very similar. It's very like country, and then I find Americana sort of style. Absolutely, I mean it's the best style.
Yeah, I like it.
And your writing process. What inspires you to write these songs? You know, what influences you? Sorry, what sort of what's your writing process?
I don't know really. It just sort of happens.
Yeah,
really. If you ask most writers, I think they'll tell
you. Do you like sit down and go, I'm going to write a song?
Or
one of these guys who carry around a little pad with you and go, just a moment.
I don't even do that. I never plan on writing a song.
Yeah.
Because if I plan it, and I've written some songs that I just thought, I'll just write a song, see what happens. And I hate them.
Yeah.
So what I do is I just tend to sit down, I play the guitar, I come up with something nice, I think of a nice melody, and I think, oh, that kind of works.
Yeah.
And I try and think what it could be about.
Yeah.
And I come up with a good line, to base it all on one line.
Awesome. And at the moment, you've gone from your bands and you're doing your solo stuff now, but do you ever play with a band still? Have you got like a full backing band as well?
Yeah, I did for the Big Arts Day in Swindon.
Oh, was that recently?
Yeah, fairly recently. Yeah. That was just a one-off though, I think.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to chat to them since. It went bad. They're working musicians as well.
Really?
Yeah, they're hard to get hold of at the best of times.
Yeah.
But it went all right, I think. It was quite nice. It was just like a sort of me with a guitar and another guitar, a bass and a drum.
Awesome.
Simple sort of country rock band, I suppose.
Cool.
For want of a better term.
let's hear another song, Ali. What's the second song we're going to hear this evening?
The second song will be I Wanna Believe.
Land is tired, hopeless and nursing, and all our dreams have been running to the ground. They took my money for their own need, left me outside to die, never to be found. But I wanna believe, I wanna be free, I wanna see the truth right here now. Thank you. left me stranded, wounded and weary, out in the ocean where they left me there to die. I pray that I landed on a new horizon, where peace is all and love is never shy.
Tuned in, you've already missed two incredible songs. I've got to say, I'm a massive Ryan Adams fan. Not to be mixed up with Bryan Adams, Summer of 69,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know if you're familiar with the stuff, you very much remind me of it, and it's very good. How would you describe your actual guitar playing? Because it's a lot of, like, plucking, or sort of, it's...
Yeah, I sort of vary between plucking and strumming.
Yeah.
Depending on what the song requires, really. Yeah, I think it's just bog standard guitar playing. Really.
I mean, this is sort of, but I mean, I should try and find a good way to word this. What makes you suddenly want to do this kind of guitar playing, as opposed to hearing the likes of, I don't know, when you hear like the Libertines do, their like acoustic stuff or things like that.
Yeah,
I mean, what is it about country folk music?
It's really the sort of the melodies, really.
Mm.
The melodies and the way the guitar actually adds to the music.
Yeah.
I'm not being disrespectful to the Libertines or any fans of Libertines. I quite like them, but I think the guitar is just there as opposed to being part of the music.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a chunk, down it, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas with like a country folk song, again, for want of a better term, it's quite poetic almost, I think, musically.
Awesome. What have you got coming up in the future, Ali? Where can we see you playing much at the moment? Have you got much coming up?
The next one I can think of is this Sunday I'm playing Solam.
Okay.
At Rispar. And...
Is that in Swindon, sorry?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah, is this all part of the Swindon Shuffle? Is that this weekend?
I think that is this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Actually, I don't know. I'm not sure. Whenever Solam is, I don't know.
So are you, I'm guessing like most artists, you're online?
Of course.
Cool. So where can we find your music, Ali?
If you go to Facebook and search Ali Finner and you'll find me. If you can spell my last name, I'll be impressed. But I'm also on Reverb Nation as well.
Okay.
Various other sites, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
They're the three main ones I use, I think.
Awesome. Because, of course, after listening to this, the listeners will want to listen to music again and hopefully download, if that's a possibility, and buy your music.
That'd be lovely.
So thank you very much, Ali, for coming on in this evening. I think you're a wonderful recording artist in the local area. So what's this final song we're going to hear this evening?
This final one's called A Dark Day in April.
This has been Ali Finneran, and he's going to play us A Dark Day in April.
I feel a when I walk through the darkest of my day, and I see the emptiness of shadows in my mind. For every love I had, I left them all behind. And I know I must go on in, but April loved me still. Time struggles by like a thorn deep within my side. For all the love I had, I left them in my pain. How can I hold to love when I live with the insane? And you go on for miles, but April make me smile. Thank you. still in my fear. The thunderous virtues of life have left me dry. The painful memories of you still plague my mind. And I see you will never end. But April let me end. And I feel free when your life left me. And I lived in love of the others I have seen. And I vanished from this world as though I were a dream. And fly so high.